It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So Mike and I have been in here. He's been mocking. We're going to continue that. We're talking about mock drafting. But there are things that are happening, you know, not just in Athens, but across college football. And, of course, the transfer portal continues to be a big conversation. Mike, let's talk about the basketball transfer portal real quick, because you were saying earlier, like, did you see who was in the portal? It feels like everybody is in the basketball portal. But the football portal is also a big conversation, guys. As spring ball gets ready to wrap up, we know the Dogs and G-Day is going to happen on the 12th. And then, you know, we'll see if they decide to bring in anybody else.
Right.
But at the end of the day, this is how you're supplementing your roster right now. And then Kirby talked about it. We played that soundbite yesterday where he said, hey, this big decision that's going to happen on Monday could implement or could have a huge effect on college football moving forward if they decide that this $2.8 billion payout that's supposed to go to the players, Mike, creates a cap across the board and all the rules and regulations that are going to go with that.
Yep, and as we said, does this mean now the NCAA reasserts itself? I thought we were ready to put a spike into the heart of the NCAA, who just, you know, basically is part of the reason we're here, because they dragged their feet and they came up with these ridiculous pecune rules that we had to deal with over the years. Think about, like, all those secondary ridiculous violations, the stuff that, like, Jeremy Pruitt, let's be honest, he was, if what they alleged was accurate, he was dirty dealing, but now, you know, 12 months later, it's all legal with NIL, but I really don't want the NCAA back in our lives, but that sounds like someone's going to be the sheriff on this deal to make sure you're basically operating under an NFL-like cap.
So speaking of transfers, Zachariah Branch could be the Dogs' number one piece as far as what we've been missing at wide receiver. Mike, he was asked about a couple of things. One, watching Gunnar Stockton, and then he talked about why he chose Georgia. For those who don't remember, he made an instant impact at USC, and, you know, was on special teams and as a wide receiver. And then, you know, everybody's like, okay, you leave Lincoln Riley, he comes to Georgia. But this is the first time we've heard from him. This is Zachariah Branch talking about Gunnar Stockton.
I watched him throughout the practices when I came up here on a visit, and I saw his work ethic and his fire in practice, and that's something that caught my eye as well. And then she was like, when it tied into everything else that the culture brings and the program bring, and having him at quarterback, it was something that, you know, I was really interested in.
Yeah, he talked about the culture with Kirby, as you heard him say there. But there are a lot of reasons why, you know, Georgia's attractive. And Kirby's always saying it's a special place, right? Athens is a special place. Right. Here's Zachariah Branch talking about why he chose the Dogs.
First and foremost, I would say the culture that Coach Kirby Smart and, you know, the coaching staff has established. I feel like it's a real brotherhood, and, you know, it's not just words. You know, some people just say, okay, we have to have the bond and the things like that to be a great team. But I really do truly believe that, you know, they built that into this program, and they consistently done it year after year.
See, we've been debating this week with Kirby kind of doing a Nick Saban-like pronouncement. Yep. You know, like, hey, you know, there's still guys in this world who are not just going for the dollar, the almighty buck, you know, and if you want to get coached hard, you come to Athens. So that is kind of more Ray Goff, but you get the idea. And can you find that guy? Can you find the dude that doesn't have the helicopter parent or the uncle, whoever, who's in his pocket and trying to get the most loot? So, yes, there's always going to be teams. And I think, you know, USC, look for instance, remember Bear Alexander.
Yeah.
There's a guy that, you know, flaked out at Georgia, for lack of a better word, goes there. And that was when he went to three teams in 2 years practically. And some guys you know, kind of get back to the stigma that used to exist about transfers. Now it doesn't exist. Joe Burrow was kind of the first transfer that, oh, okay. He wasn't just a guy who was in, you know, oh, I'm not going to compete. He just knew they weren't going to start him at Ohio State. He went to LSU and the rest is history. So some of these guys, you know, it's just a smart move. But in the old days, who's Kevin Sumlin had all those quarterbacks.
That he did.
Like went and ruined basically his chances at A&M. So you're always going to have the selfish kid or the kid who maybe doesn't want to compete, and you don't want to sound like an old fart.
One of them was Kyler Murray, by the way.
Right. And these guys all scrammed on him. But at the end of the day, Kirby's looking for that, you know, those guys, those unicorns who still want to be coached hard, deal with discipline, and yeah, you're still going to – it's like you're coming to Georgia, you're not going to get paid. You're just maybe not going to make that extra loot that school X, Y, or Z might give you.
Kirby was talking about, Mike, you know, the bad part of what's happening, like being on these Zoom calls and talking about, you know, kids wanting to be in the portal. And I just want you to hear this, and I don't even know if this is really giving it its due with the context of what Kirby was talking about, but listen to this a little bit.
There's stuff going on right now, guys, in college football. I mean, there's people reaching out to have a Zoom call and present all the players they represent that are on teams, including our teams, and they want to invite people to the Zoom so they can watch and see who's going in the portal or shopping, who's in the portal before the portal. Do you want to get on the Zoom and look at all these players? I'm like, well, what if some of them are mine?
And Kirby's talking about with little regulation at the moment, these are the kind of things that are taking place. Mm-hmm. And so he's saying, look, as the head coach, you know, yeah, I'm aware of this stuff, but to his point, like, some of my guys on these Zooms? Do I need to get on there?
Right.
And this is stuff that we never thought would we ever witness, I don't think, in college sports. But now it's becoming the norm. And he's saying a Zoom call with players who they're represented by on their teams, including our own. And then they're inviting people. Yeah, you just come in and see what's going on. That's not cool.
No. And the fact that you're dealing – I mean, just the fact that you're dealing with agents, right? You're dealing with these guys that are repping these dudes. Yep. And these guys have their – see, that's the thing. You know, the kid might, like, buy in, just for argument's sake, buys into Kirby or whoever the position coach is who recruit him, whatever, you know, whatever position he plays. But you get the, hey, man, you know, Auburn, they're coming, like, you know, another $500,000. You got to take care of your family. I'm 18. How do you weigh that when Kirby's selling and what somebody else is selling?
It's a great point, Mike. It's tough.
And that's the thing. Don't get it twisted. I don't begrudge the money. I said they should have gotten paid for years, but because the NCAA dragged their feet, now we're left with this, you know, train wreck.
Sure.
It's almost swung the other way. But if I'm a kid, I got to take – like, no kid's going to believe at 18 you're not going to the NFL, right? Oh, I'm I'm going to be in the NFL. When the odds are, no. Only what? You know, point what is it? 1% of all college kids make it to whatever the number is. So at the end of the day, if they're in your ear, and I would have this? The presence of mind as an 18-year-old to say, I take care of my family if I go to another school for an extra whatever it is. I don't know. Does that weigh in or not?
It does, and I think we're seeing that when guys leave and people go, why are they leaving? We've seen it.
Look, a kid like Jameis, or take any kid, it can be anybody, any background. But yeah, you got a chance. If your family's struggling, you got a chance to set them up right there, and hopefully they do right by the money. And it lasts.
The transfer portal, by the way, reopens on April 16th, closes on April 25th.
Now, speaking of the transfer portal, we were talking about, hey, Mike White, what are you going to do about it? Because Silas Demery is in the portal. Asa Newell looks like he's going to go pro. That hasn't been confirmed. But if I was Asa Newell, I'd come back. He needs to come back and get the season, but he won't. But he'll be on a bench somewhere in the NBA. It'll take 3 or 4 years for him to become the guy that he should be if he stayed another year in college.
Turtle just said Silas committed to UConn, so.
Right. But they get a guy. Georgia adds the sixth man of the year in the ACC, Jeremiah Wilkinson from Cal.
Yes.
You know, hard to remember. Yes, Cal is in the ACC. So good job, Coach White, right? Because that's part of what you got to do.
Yeah.
And then one other nugget, and we were talking about this earlier, about these transfer portals. I guess he's the Big 12 leading scorer is going to Auburn. Which is pretty nice. Yeah, Keyshawn Hall is going from UCF's in the Big 12.
Yes, it is.
Is going to join Bruce Pearl's Auburn team next year.
Well, look, and Pearl's at a spot now where, again, you know, you talk about these programs in the Final Four, all number one seeds, Mike. They can pick and choose the guys. If that kid's in the portal and he's that good, and that's a good get for Bruce Pearl. Auburn's program is established now, Mike. They're going to be legit. They're going to be competitive year in and year out. And I'm not telling you they're going to be in the Final Four every year, but I think it's just like Duke with Shire, Mike. You know, Cooper Flagg has revitalized Duke to a point. And it's not like they really ever fell off, but.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There was a point in the 90s, and I said this, if you were around, you either loved or you hated Duke because you felt like they were always in it and always winning, and they always got the star players. And I think Cooper Flagg going there, and if they win it this year,
right.
Shire's going to reestablish that thing just like Coach K did.
Rumor that R.J. Louise might go stay in the Big East and go to UConn.
Oh, wow.
And wouldn't that be, because Dan Hurley and Pitino do not get along.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So that's just something to think about. And one last nugget, I was telling Carl during the commercial break, we were talking about, you know, edge rushers. I was doing these mock drafts and just, you know, in the commercial break, somebody put on Twitter. But we mentioned a guy who's always there when the Falcons are picking at 15, and that's Pierce out of Tennessee.
James Pierce.
And James Pierce, the edge rusher, who, again, you know, looks like statistically and, you know, what he did at UT, pretty much anything you could argue that Mike Green could do, and maybe more of a polished edge rusher than a Malik, you know, than some of the other guys we'd look at for Georgia, like Mykel Williams. The reason I bring this up is every time you look at a draft, the exception of the NFL Network, because they don't mention it, but every other thing I've seen says attitude, lazy, you know, can he be motivated? And shout out to Big Debo ATL.
All right.
He goes, hey man, Carl and Mike, I may be biased, but I don't put a lot of stock around character and attitude reports from teams around the draft. He goes, I never heard any of those things about Pierce during his time in Tennessee.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.